This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And the Oscar goes to... The Shape of Water.
All right, everybody. The Oscars, the 90th Oscars, have just concluded just a few minutes ago. We are doing not necessarily an episode here on the Next Best Picture podcast, but we are simply recording our instant reactions to the evening. I have myself on right now, Matt Neglia, you all know me, and we also have Deanne Chiesese with us, you all know her.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And we also have Michael Schwartz, too.
Hello, everyone. Quite the show.
I know,
quite
right?
Quite the show.
There was a little bit of, like, everything for everybody, except... Oh, I'm really sorry, Lady Bird fans. I truly am.
Yeah, well, you know what? I went out on the ledge, and I'm happy that I did. But you can't have it all, I guess.
So just officially speaking, really quick, I wanted to say for the record, myself, Deanne, and Will Mavity all led NBP predictions 20 out of 24 categories. And Deanne, you and I, we got Best Picture.
You were the smart ones.
Well, and honestly, this is even just extra happy for me because everyone knows it was also my favorite film of the year. So this is like double duty. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, four awards. I mean, that's a great run. And it's one of the first movies we've seen in a few years that's the nomination leader that goes in with Best Picture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's like it wasn't in my top 10, just narrowly missed. I love the film very, very much. And I think that all of the awards it did win, both, like, you know, from a technical standpoint, also too what the Best Picture win does represent. I think that some people, you know, misread the film a little too much with the whole, you know, woman with a fish storyline, and they don't really read into the whole fact that it's, you know, a bunch of outcasts and minority characters, you know, battling against this G-man and how politically and socially relevant that is to our times right now.
I think almost as much as Get Out. I think this really reflects the time in an interesting way.
Oh, my God. That reaction to Jordan Peele winning screenplay. Whew.
Fantastic.
That
warmed
fantastic.
My heart. And I thought it would win Best Picture after that. But I guess this is the next best thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, for Get Out to have won Best Picture, it would have had to have overcome so many stats to the point where I just could not see it happening. But the preferential ballot, you never know, right?
But we did have a stat break tonight. No more SAG, no more December release. And it's the first Best Picture winner with a female lead since Million Dollar Baby.
There you go. There you go. So no matter what happened tonight, stats were going to fall. The Shape of Water picked up four awards: Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Score, and Best Production Design. The other screenplay award, other than Get Out, went to Call Me By Your Name. Man, like I said, it was like a double whammy. There was like a period in the show where I was literally like on cloud nine, and it was the sequence of Call Me By Your Name, James Ivory winning.
Mm-hmm. With his Timothy Chalamet t-shirt.
Yes, yes. Get Out winning screenplay. And then Deakins won cinematography.
Yep.
Fantastic.
And then they did the This Is Me performance, which, Michael, I know you're not a fan of, but for me, I was loving it.
Hey, she did a nice job. I may not like the song, but credit to her.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. Oh, man, guys, I mean, last year I was really, really excited and really happy because the Moonlight thing just, that was everything to me. But this year, I'm just like, I'm kind of feeling that way too.
Yeah, you know what? Shape of Water is my second favorite movie of the year. And for a movie I love that much to win Best Picture, and a movie that even if people don't have it that highly ranked, I think everyone sort of loves it in their own right, or at least admires it.
Absolutely. So. I think I love what the things that it won for, too, like production design and the score and all of it. It was just right on. And, you know, I think it's interesting, obviously missed in the acting categories, but I am just equally as thrilled with the Frances McDormand win. And I thought her speech was incredible. Very moving.
That was
the moment of the night.
There
were a lot of moments of the night. I thought the Me Too segment was really beautiful. I also just thought in general, this is something you said, Michael, when we were all chatting, but it's absolutely true. The sets were beautiful. It was just a very visually stunning show that they put on.
Oh, yeah. Derek McLean from Broadway just went crazy with his crystals that kept changing.
The blue was gorgeous.
Between that and the 1920s look, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, and then the way that the nominees would kind of, you know, light up behind the presenters, it just created such a beautiful visual.
I would say it was one of the classiest Oscar shows I've ever seen.
I have to agree.
Just for their 90th anniversary, they spared no expense, from those song performances to the presenters and just everything about it. Like, it was just regal.
Yes. And Kimmel was great. I thought his monologue was, you know, it was toned down, but also just right on. I thought it caught the mood of the moment really well.
See, now, I didn't think that Kimmel was as good this year as he was last year, but I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that he had to comment on so many different things this year in that opening monologue that it, to me, just felt like it was, I mean, it was definitely less about entertaining and more about, like, to me, it just felt like, oh, I got to check off these boxes and make sure I address Harvey Weinstein. I make sure I address our president. I make sure I address the Me Too movement. I make sure I address, you know what I mean? It just felt like it almost felt forced this time around for me.
Right, but that's a tough, I mean, he was in a tough position, too.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of how to put that together and still have it be funny, you know.
And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but did you guys see, like, at the end, this is like the one thing, it's like so minor, but it like kind of rubbed me the wrong way how he handled the producer of The Shape of Water's admiration for Guillermo del Toro at the end there. He kind of like just shrugged it off and was like, what do you want to say? And he's like, well, I just want to, you know, praise Guillermo del Toro. And he's like, oh, that's very nice. All right, everybody, have a good night, you know. And it's just like, dude, come on. I know that you guys are under a time crunch and the show went a little long this year, but...
Yeah, that might just be the producer saying, okay, move it along.
Yeah, I suppose. He's got a job to do at the end of the day. And you know what? If he comes back, and I'm sure he will come back, I mean, I'll be very happy to have him back. I hope Jimmy Kimmel continues to host until he drops, honestly. I want him to be the new Billy Crystal.
Yeah, he's really good. He does what he needs to do. ABC's happy. And, what did we think of his little tour to the theater across the street?
The Wrinkle in Time.
It's better than the other way around.
See, I liked it this time better than last year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm agreeing.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought it worked better. It is fun to see those people light up, you know, when Gal Gadot walks in. And it's fun to watch.
Mark Hamill. Yeah. You have, you know, film Twitter freaking out because Armie Hammer is shooting hot dogs out of a cannon.
Yes. Right. So, Michael, what was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment.
Oh, wow.
I want to say the McDormand speech, but I also love Get Out. You know what? I need like 24 hours just to process this show. So when we do the full episode, I might have a better answer for you. But I don't think there was a moment I disliked. So that's really rare for me sometimes on an Oscar show. I was happy with just about everything that happened.
Yeah. Kobe?
Yeah.
The room seemed to like
weird,
him.
Right?
And he's from around here, so I know. That's no excuse, but...
No, that is no excuse. You're right. But, I mean, L.A., you know, reveres Kobe. I mean, like, they, you know, they worship the guy. So I get it, but at the same time, it's like, you know. And I saw a lot of people still going on about Gary Oldman. Not even just for, you know, his speech and how long that seemed to go on for, although the tribute to his mother at the end was very sweet. But like people saying like, oh, I guess we're giving Oscars to wife beaters and stuff like that and everything. And it's like, you know what? You can't please everybody at the end of the day. And I can't explain things like the Kobe win necessarily, or even the Gary Oldman thing. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, you know what? James Franco gets snubbed, but Gary Oldman gets to win. You take and you give and you get and so on and so forth, and we move on, you know, and we just try to get better from it. Speaking of getting better, though, Lord almighty, did that, the one montage that they did.
Oh, my goodness. Those montages were...
Oh, for the 90 years.
Just the pushing of boundaries within cinema and hearing it from people like Dee Reese and Lee Daniels. I mean, oh.
Oh, the time. Yes, agreed. Ooh. Yeah. There was two good montages. The first one, like the, you know, 90 years was beautiful, too. But you're talking about the one later.
Yeah, yeah. And then not only mm-hmm. that, but like... Just the tribute to the military, the acting montage, like their montage game was so on point that I just, I just want them. I want those montages. I want them in a little video file format so I can just come back and watch it anytime I feel like it so that I can just feel so good about cinema. I could feel so good.
Yeah, that was like really inspirational.
Oh.
And them, and then when they would end, they had like the Cole Porter music playing when the presenters walked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really nice transition. And I think the 90th anniversary, they really wanted to highlight all of that.
And I was a little thrown off sometimes by the presenters and who was presenting what category sometimes.
Yeah, they switched it up a little bit from what we had expected.
Right. But it was so great to see Rita Moreno.
Oh, my God. The same dress she wore when she won for West Side Story.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Christopher Walken, Eva Marie Saint.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Jodie Foster with the crutches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Making an I, Tonya joke.
Yeah.
Overall, I mean, I am just over the moon, overjoyed about the evening. And it could not have gone any better. Not just from, you know, leading in the NBP predictions, but just in terms of who won. And you know what? If you're not satisfied, at least it was kind of like an inevitability factor and you were at least prepped. There was no shocking surprise upset that kind of made you go, wait a minute, that person deserved that. You know what I mean? And
right.
Yeah. I think we had accepted the Lady Bird shutout, unfortunately, to some degree.
Some of us, exactly. No,
but that's the one thing, right? That would be the one thing where I think that's the film I would have loved to find a place for it to get something. But I mean, but when I think of how spread the love was and how many great films got recognized, it does feel pretty good with the exception of that.
You know what else is pretty good?
What?
That we still have the Telluride stat.
Oh, wow. That's true.
That's right. The Shape. Yeah.
But wait a minute. But Shape got released in December though, technically. So it crushes that stat.
Yes, it crushes that. But we still have movies that premiere at Telluride.
Wow.
Yes. That's right.
Going all the way back to King's Speech.
I'm just really happy that I didn't end up in another scenario again where, because the last 2 years, you guys know, I picked Revenant and I picked La La Land and I picked Shape of Water again this year, third time in a row, for pretty much exactly the same reasons. Revenant had...
You're getting PTSD thinking about it.
Yeah, and it's just like my mindset was very similar and I just kept thinking, man, if I don't get it right this year... Am I going to just get Best Picture wrong every single year? You know, and then anyway, enough about getting things right, getting things wrong. At the end of the day, this was just such a great celebration of the industry. It also was, for me, very inspirational, very moving. I caught so many feels during this entire show, and I feel very good about the future walking away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think just for... Oscar prognostication in general and what the Academy is trying to achieve. It was a good night for everybody.
Yeah. Deanne?
Same here. I'm excited. We're going to dive in a little deeper tomorrow.
Yes. Category by category. And I want to have as many people on as possible. It was a big night. So I want
to
get
into it. I'm glad I was able to watch. For the listeners who don't know, I was without power this weekend and it's still not back. So I was lucky to go to someone's house who had it to watch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Yeah. So,
disaster averted.
Happy to see it nonetheless.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to figure out, though, the only thing that's like kind of just boggling my mind, who goes to the movies during the Oscars?
The same people who go on a tour bus the night of the Oscars.
I just kept thinking to myself, like, man, I know you're seeing A Wrinkle in Time early, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Like,
Yeah. Now, do you think they started the movie or finished it after they came back, or they all just left? Like, who would want to watch the rest of the movie after that?
It just made me wonder, like, are they in on it? Did they know? Like, what's going on here? You know? But in any event, though, enough with being silly. We will be back on Monday evening. We'll be recording. I will probably have this up then Tuesday morning for the actual episode where we recap our full reactions to the Oscars. But I did want to just jump on. I just wanted to have everybody listen to how we were feeling and just get our gut instinct, instant take reaction to the 90th Academy Awards. Deanne, where can they find you on the internet?
At TweedleDD33.
And Michael Schwartz.
On Twitter at MikeMovie.
And you can find me at Next Best Picture. Thank you so much to everyone.
And congrats to the winners.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations and just happiness, happiness, happiness. Positivity all around, everybody.
Happy Oscars.
Unless if you hated The Shape of Water, then I don't know what to tell you so much. Or if you were a Baby Driver fan or a Lady Bird fan or, you know what, listen, you just can't please everybody. At the end of the day, thank you so much, everyone, for going on this journey with us to find the next best picture. The journey does not stop here. 2019 is currently in full swing. 2018, Jesus, is currently in full swing right now. And we are searching once again for the next best picture. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We will see you all next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.